All right, the next item on our agenda is open public input, and we have just one person who's signed up. So I'll go over the rules. Daniel Hall, would you come forward, sit at the, in the seat in front of the mic, please? The rules of the commission are that citizens are allowed 3 minutes to present their views, we have a timer that is set. When you hear the beeping noise, that means your time is up, and we'd like you to conclude your remarks. So, Mr. Hall.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak about an agenda item that's a little out of sync. I'm here today because I'm concerned about the department's activities toward the Wedge Pack in northeastern Washington. And it's raised for me a bunch of questions, and I want to pose those questions to you. These are rhetorical questions, so they don't need to be answered, but I think they are questions that deserve an answer from the public standpoint. As far as the Wolf Management Act is concerned, when I looked up management in the dictionary, I didn't see the words exterminate or eradicate as part of that definition. And so then I have kind of wondered as to what degree, why those two terms become such a vital part of managing wolves in Washington. Also, another question that comes to mind is, who are wolves being managed for? Are wolves, do they have some worth in and of themselves? Should we manage wolves for the sake of their own being? Or are wolves being managed for other reasons? Do the people of, all the people of the state of Washington have a stake in management of wolves? Or are just certain groups within the state of Washington, like livestock owners and hunters, maybe are wolves being managed for them? And if it is just a small group of people, I kind of wonder why it's just a small group of people. The other thing that I would pose as a question is, when a wolf pack or individual wolf is looked at as a problem, who decides that? Does the commission decide that? Does the department decide that? Do the people of Washington decide that? Or do hunters and livestock owners decide that? And what is that process? Is it just the fact that someone believes that they have a problem that affects their lifestyle? And is that a worthy enough reason to eradicate a wolf, an individual wolf or a pack of wolves? And I guess the last thing I would pose would be the notion is, what really should drive management of wolves in Washington? Should it be politics or science? Politics seems to be one of those creatures that's kind of whimsical and changes on a day-to-day basis. Science seems to be a much more valid approach to wolf management in the state of Washington. That's all I have to say, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you. If you're not able to attend the meeting this afternoon, it will be on TVW site, archived. The webcast button is what you're looking at, the tab that says webcast, so you can get some of the answers to your question.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that concludes the open public input item.